kiss and inspiration. But that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside the garden wall. When stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale, a paradise where roses bloom, though I dream in vain. In my heart, it will remain my stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
This is WMUC-FM, College Park, where college radio is good radio, and where amazing college students.
From the Blue Ridge to the Bay, it's Watershed.
Well, it's official. We already knew that factory farming techniques wreak havoc on the environment and the Chesapeake Bay. Now, a report in the New England Journal of Medicine has shown that there are perils for humans directly as well. Recently, a 12-year-old Nebraska boy fell ill with salmonella poisoning. However, treatment with conventional antibiotics proved ineffective. Researchers determined that the boy had previously been exposed to a similar antibiotic that was being given to cattle on the farm where he lived. This exposure rendered his treatment ineffective and illustrates another reason why factory farming is threatening both the environment and the public health.
Watershed is a presentation of the Maryland chapter of the Sierra Club. For more information, call
012-777-1111.
It is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to WMUC-FM College Park. That's 90.5 on your dial, or wmuc.umd.edu in your browser. I'm Emma, and this is Cover to Cover. I'm going to play a quick PSA, and then I will be back with today's show.
From all of you good workers, good news to you I'll tell, of how the good old Union has come in here to dwell.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Are you a graduate assistant, research assistant, or teaching assistant at UMD? Are you tired of low pay, long hours, high fees, and no safety net for international students? So are we. The UMD Graduate Labor Union is organizing for collective bargaining rights for graduate workers on campus. Right now, the administration unilaterally controls our working conditions, but we are fighting to change that. To learn more about graduate labor organizing efforts on campus and what a union can do for you, visit umdgradworkers.org.
All right, I hope everybody's having a good Thursday. It is officially the point in the semester where they really need to turn the heat over to AC and have not yet in the building, so you may hear one of the mini fans that we have up on the second floor running right now. It's also the point in the semester where it always seems like there is something I could be working on, so I'm very happy to have a couple of hours every Thursday to just spend with you guys and play some music. We're doing another artist-centric show today. Finally, I don't know how I hadn't compiled something for Paul Simon, but we are doing a Paul Simon show, so like with most of my artist shows, we're going to be moving chronologically, so we're going to start off with a lot of Simon and Garfunkel hits before we move into solo work, but they're all really fun, and I think there's a huge range of artists encapsulated in this. We're going to start with a run of three live performances. The first is from an MTV Unplugged performance from 2010 by Swedish rock group Mondo Diao. This is their version of Bleecker Street, originally from 1964's Wednesday Morning 3 a.m. After that, I have a track from Brandi Carlile's 2011 release live at Benaroya Hall with the Seattle Symphony. It included this performance by backing band members Phil and Tim Hanseroth of The Sound of Silence, also released on Simon and Garfunkel's debut album. And then after that, I have a track from the 1976 release of live performances by Wings on their American tour. This is a live performance of Richard Corey from the 1966 album Sounds of Silence. First, though, Bleecker Street.
Rolling in on the East River Bend like a shroud. It covers Bleecker Street, fills the alleys where men sleep, hides the shepherd from the sheep. Voices echo in a second of fame, smiling faces try to understand. I saw a shadow touch a shadow's hand on Bleecker Street. Poet reads these crooked rhyme. Holy, holy, is this sacrament? $30 pays your rent on Bleecker Street. Heard a church bell softly shine in a melody sustaining. It's a long road to Cana on Bleecker Street. On Bleecker Street. linger stream.
Creepiest, most beautiful thing you've ever heard. Tim and Phil Hanseroth, the twins.
They say that Richard Corey wants one high. This old town with political connections, he spreads his wealth around. He was born into society, the banker's only child. He had everything a man could want, money, prison style. Papers print his picture almost every place he goes. Richard Corey at the opera, Richard Corey at the shows, and the rumor of his parties and the orgies on his yacht. He really must be happy with everything he's got. But I work in his factory. I
curse the life I'm living. Kiss my poverty, wish that I could be, wish that I could be. Oh, I wish that I could be John Denver.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, can't wait. He really gave to the charities and had the common touch, and they were thankful for his patronage. So they thank you very much. Till the mind would fill with wonder and the evening headlined. Richard Corey went home last night and put a bullet through his head.
But I'm working his factory. And I curse the life I'm living, curse my poverty. I wish that I could be, I wish that I could be.
Oh, I wish that I could be Richard Corey.
That was Wings covering Richard Corey, originally from Simon and Garfunkel's 1966 album Sounds of Silence. I'm Emma. You're listening to Cover to Cover on WMUC FM, College Park, and our Paul Simon show. We're going to keep on rolling with some tracks from 1966's Sounds of Silence. Up next, I have a track from Four Down, which is a 2019 covers EP that was released by British producer Bullion. It includes a version of Kathy's song from 1966 by Westerman. We're going to jump into Simon & Garfunkel's second 1966 release, Parsley, Sage, Rosemary, and Thyme, after that, with a cover by Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings from 1983 for the album Take It to the Limit. This is their cover of Homeward Bound, which was the debut single of Parsley, Sage, Rosemary, and Thyme. And then after that, I have a song that Richie Havens released in 2012 on an EP of folk songs aimed towards children. They're all fantastic versions, though. It's Richie Havens. You really can't complain, regardless of your age. This is his version of 59th Street Bridge Song, also from 1966. First, though, Westerman's version of Kathy's song.
I hear the drizzle of the rain like a memory that falls soft and warm, continuing tapping on my roof and walls. From the shelter of my mind, through the windows of my eyes, I gaze beyond the rain-drenched streets to England, where my heart lies. My mind's distracted and diffused. My thoughts are many miles away. They lie with you when you're asleep. Kiss you when you start your day. No song I was writing is left undone. Don't know why I spend my time writing songs I can't believe. I watch the drops of rain with their weary paths and eyes, and know that I am like the rain that before the grace of you go.
On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand. Every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home where my thoughts escape, and home where my music's playing, home where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless dream of cigarettes and magazines. Each town looks the same to me, movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home where my thoughts escape, and home where my music's playing, home where my love lies waiting. Words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home where my thoughts escape, and home where my music's playing, home where my love lies waiting silently for me. Thank you.
down, you move too fast. You've got to make the morning last. Jets kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy. You knowing I've come to watch your flowers growing. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? Doodly-doo, feeling groovy. No deeds to do, no promises to keep. I'm dappled and drowsy and ready to sleep. Let your morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you, all is groovy. Yeah.
It's Richie Havens with his cover of 59th Street Bridge song from 2012. I'm Emma. You're listening to Cover to Cover on WMUC-FM College Park. That's 90.5 on your dial or WMUC.UMD.edu in your browser. Up next, we are going to take a hard pivot into some 90s grunge with rock group Witchy Poo from Olympia, Washington, who released Public Works in 2000. This album includes both originals and this cover of A Simple Desultory Philippic, or How I Was Robert McNamara into Submission, also originally from 1966's Parsley, Sage, Rosemary, and Thyme. After that, we are going to jump into some pop with the Bangles single of Hazy Shade of Winter, covered for the 1987 movie Less Than Zero. The original is from Simon and Garfunkel's 1968 album Bookends. And then we are going to dip into some jazz. Paul Desmond's 1969 album Bridge Over Troubled Water includes a cover of Bookends' Old Friends, released the year prior. First, though, Witchy Poo.
I started writing this song about Chris Gantry. Ended up writing about Dennis Hopper and Johnny Cash and Norman, Norbert, Funky Donnie Fritz, Billy Swan, Bobby Newirth, Jerry Jeff Walker, and Paul Siebel. Ramblin' Jack Kelly had a lot to do with it.
Mm-hmm. I've been Norman Mailer, Maxwell Taylor. I've been John O'Hara, McNamara. I've been Rolling Stone and Beatle till I'm blind. I've been Ayn Randed, nearly branded a communist, cause I'm left-handed. That's a hand to use, well, never mind. I've been Phil Spector, resurrected. I've been Lou Adler, Barry Sattler. Well, I paid all the dues I want to pay, and I learned the truth from Lenny Bruce. And all my wealth won't buy me health, so I smoke a pint of tea a day. Well, I knew a man whose brain was so small, he couldn't think of nothing at all. He's not the same as you and me. He doesn't make poetry. He's so unhip. When you say Dylan, he thinks you're talking about Dylan Thomas, whoever he was. Man ain't got no culture. But it's all right, Ma. Everybody must get stoned. I've been Mick Jagger, been Silver Dagger. Andy Warhol, won't you please come home? I've been mother, father, and aunt and uncle. Been Roy Halley and Art Garfunkel. I just discovered somebody's tapped my phone.
Thank you.
Paul Desmond's cover of Old Friends from his album Bridge Over Troubled Water, which is a jazz collection of Simon and Garfunkel covers. I'm Nema. You're listening to Cover to Cover on WMUC-FM. Up next, we are jumping into Bridge Over Troubled Water, the Simon and Garfunkel album, with covers from there. I have another instrumental. This is Esso Trinidad Steel Band's cover of Cecilia. This version is from the same year that Simon and Garfunkel released their album 1970. After that, we're going to jump forward to 2020 for a single from Tucson cumbia rock band Chicha's cover of El Condor Pasa, If I Could. The Chilean folk song was covered by Simon and Garfunkel in 1970. And then after that, we are going back to 1971 and Roberta Flack's album Quiet Fire for her version of the 1970 titular track Bridge Over Troubled Water. First, though, Esso Trinidad Steel Band's cover of Cecilia.
Thank you. sparrow than a snail. Yes, I would. If I could, I surely would.
Oh,
when you're on the street. And evening falls so hard, I will comfort you. And I'll take your part when darkness comes and pay. Yeah.
That was Roberta Flack's cover of Bridge Over Troubled Water. I just want to give her props because I feel like not only is that vocally an insane song to try to cover, but I think that lyrically, a lot of covers, and maybe the original a little bit too, can seem a little preachy. But even with like a full children's choir, she doesn't sound preachy. Just a beautiful cover, maybe better than the original. You heard it here. I think we have enough time to close out before the second hour of our show, the Simon and Garfunkel section of the show. I have a track from Madison Cunningham's 2019 EP, For the Sake of the Rhyme. This is her cover of So Long, Frank Lloyd Wright, from 1970's Bridge Over Troubled Water. And finally, Everything But the Girls' 1993 EP features a title track cover of 1970's The Only Living Boy in New York. It's the final Simon and Garfunkel song for today's show. I just want to say I love So Long, Frank Lloyd Wright. It reminds me of high school. It reminds me of my old roommate, Rachel, who in another life was going to be an architect. So I would listen to this song senior year in the shower. I also love it because, and you don't get it in this cover, unfortunately, just delightful to hear Art Garfunkel's, or I think it's actually Paul Simon singing it, his very New York accent saying architects. It's great. This is So Long, Frank Lloyd Wright.
So long, Frank Lloyd Wright. I can't believe your song is gone so soon. I barely learned the tune so soon. So soon, I remember Frank Lloyd Wright. All of those times we harmonized till dawn. I never laughed so long, so long, so long. Architects may come and architects may go and never change your point of view. When I run dry, I stop a while and think of you. Architects may come and architects may go and never change your point of view. When I run dry, I stop a while and think of you. So long, Frank Lloyd Wright. All of those times we harmonized till dawn. I never laughed so long, so long, so long, so long, so long, so long. So long, so long, so long.